ends of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Saturday O'Connor, the first woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, often casting a swing vote on divisive issues, says she's retiring. President Bush vows to name O'Connor's successor quickly. No matter who it is, a bruising Senate confirmation fight is expected. U.S. forces scour the Afghan mountains for an American military team missing in the same area where a U.S. helicopter was shot down. Near Baghdad, a suspicious fire paralyzes a water plant amid 100-degree heat. Also, gunmen kill an aide to Iraq's top Shiite cleric. And finally, the All-Star Live 8 concerts urging a political solution to African poverty could draw a million people at shows in 10 cities. Ray Bassett, The Associated Press.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, and I am hosting for the ailing John Stadtmiller. My name is Peter Schenck. John was in a motorcycle accident a little while back, about a week ago, I believe. And he has been recuperating, and hopefully he will get better and be able to come up here and take his place behind the golden RBN microphone. We are broadcasting worldwide, courtesy of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have six lines open for you to call in and express your right of free speech. Express your opinions. Let the world know what you're thinking. And that number is 800-313-9443. Once again, 800-313-9443. Call in and let us know what you're thinking on this beautiful Friday, July 1st. 2005. Well, in the news today, of course, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman on the Supreme Court, and a swing vote on abortion as well as other contentious issues, announced her retirement. And of course, we can look forward to a wonderful replacement in Sandra Day O'Connor. Maybe they can find somebody who's female, maybe Hispanic. That would even be better. We can't forget about those Hispanic votes. Okay, let's move on here. The House votes to block the China UNICAL deal. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday overwhelmingly voted to block the Bush administration from approving a Chinese company's attempt to acquire U.S. oil and gas producer UNICAL Corporation. Well, thanks, Bush. You're giving away our oil now. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Peter Schenck, subbing for John Stadtmiller.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This is Peter Schenck subbing in for the ailing John Stadtmiller. And of course, we send out our best wishes to him for speedy recovery. Well, in the news today, Mexico's Fox, Vicente Fox, says the new stamp that they've issued is not racist. Well, let's see. President Vicente Fox said Friday that U.S. activists have condemned a new Mexican postage stamp as racist. And it's some kind of a comic book character that looks like Little Black Sambo. And, of course, U.S. black activists like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and some other Latino organizations have urged that the stamp be withdrawn. And it says here that White House spokesman Scott McClellan should have known more before objecting to it, according to Vicente Fox. And of course, when Vicente Fox speaks, George Bush and Scott McClellan listen. Let's go to Rick in Tennessee. You're on the air. Live, uncensored, unscreened. Come on in.
Pete, it's good to hear you again.
Thank you, sir.
And, of course, I listened to you between 7 and 8. I wish you had more time. In relation to our rights being taken, being seized, I'm reading here in Voice of the Martyrs publication about a this month's edition, in fact, about a Canadian printer, Scott Brockie. He refused to print for a gay and lesbian organization. And,
well, you know, Rick, I'll take it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
There is an individual, some kind of a group, I believe, in New Zealand.
Yeah.
One of my listeners sent me an email. I don't have that in front of me right now, or I'd actually read it over the air. But it's something like this. There's a group of school teachers in New Zealand that are taking school children in public school, and they're putting them through exercises, visualization exercises. For instance, one of the exercises might be, visualize that everyone is gay. Now, these are the things that they're having the children go through. This is the kind of curriculum they have in New Zealand now for public school children. Imagine everyone is gay. Imagine you're gay. This is their way of inundating the youth into accepting the gay lifestyle as a viable alternative to raising a family. And you see people that are Christian, people that want to have the traditional family with the mommy and the poppy and the little children, they're very insulted by this. They're very alarmed. And this is why, this is one of the big reasons why gay people are having a problem getting straight people to swallow the idea that homosexuality is okay. Mm-hmm. It's just another lifestyle.
Anyway, he refused to pay what he considered an unjust fine of $5,000. So it wound up costing him $170,000 in court.
Mm.
And he says he don't regret a bit of it.
Well, well, Rick, what else? You've really made my day now. You've ruined my whole day. I'm depressed now, Rick.
Why? There's an individual that stood up and said he don't regret standing up.
No, I'm
if there were more Scott Brockies.
I was thinking of the money he spent.
Hey, I mean, Canada's money is even more worthless than ours is.
Absolutely.
Okay, brother.
Absolutely. No, I get your point. And that is actually a good story. It's nice to see people that will stand up for their principles regardless of the financial loss.
Peter, do you have just a minute?
Yes, I do, but I've got to make it quick.
Well, one of these days I'll send you by mail a little old one-page tract that a friend of mine wrote several years ago. It's on Americanism. It being July the 4th, I think you'll like it. It'll arrive a few days later, but I think you'll like it.
Well, I appreciate it, Rick. And I appreciate the phone call.
You have a good one. Y'all are blessed.
Thank you, sir. Please
Bye-bye.
Call again. Let's quickly go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air live, unscreened, uncensored. Welcome to the National Intel Report.
Well, I don't know if it's obvious to everybody, but and I don't know whether how much of the Office of Strategic Influence or whatever they called it, Office of Strategic Deception, how much of that's going on. But I'm really getting tired of hearing the same old headlines about insurgents coming into Iraq and the borders are, you know, can't be secured. We don't have enough troops over there. And it's becoming fairly apparent to me that that might be the way that they're selling this to a lot of the officers. The officers, of course, aren't in there to make any huge amounts of money, and most of the grunts are over there just, you know, following orders because they, you know, wanted to go to the Army to get an income or a scholarship or whatever. And I think that's the entire strategy is to leave Iraq's borders open, so even the prison abuse, the stories about the prison abuse coming out to outrage and whip up the Iraq or the Muslim world into going after the infidels, the occupying army that's there, drawing them into Iraq so that they can be killed, because what's the kill ratio now? We've lost 1,700, but they've lost 125,000 people, civilians and insurgents. Does anybody know the actual number?
Well, this is actually the plan. The plan is to incite more violence. We have more terrorism in the world now than we had prior to the invasion of Iraq. And this is not going to stop because Israel is now in bed with the U.S., and they are provoking. They are actually advisors in these prisoner of war camps, in these Abu Ghraib torture dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
They're standing there side by side with the CIA, and they're showing them what to do, how to do it. They are conducting the torture in a supervisory capacity.
Well, you can't in this day and age with digital manipulation of photographs, you really can't believe what you see. But I remember early on in the prison scandal seeing pictures taken that looked like from the balcony area of the second floor of the Abu Ghraib down on the troops that were with the prisoners, and there, you know, up in the corners, a guy standing in the cliche CIA uniform, you know, the white shirt, and looking over the railing down at it, you know, like he was observing or directing, suggesting what for them to do. But that, I only saw that picture once. I don't know what I didn't think to save it.
The industrial military complex is licking their chops as we speak with the idea that we can fight a war now in the Middle East for possibly 100 years.
Well, Rumsfeld the other day said, what, 12 years? I mean,
12,
he came out and said 12 years would be...
12 years.
Yeah.
You know,
but
you have to be very frightened about that, because when they first invaded Iraq, they said it would take 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Now it's 12 years.
So anybody that's got a 8-year-old or 6-year-old youngster, a kid just now entering school, and loves video games, he's going to be conditioned and profiled by the military-industrial complex and their investment in video games and whatever else to not have any hesitation for shooting people and want, you know, be programmed to join the military and go kill the nasty terrorists, whoever they may be. But, you know, I don't think people really try to, and it's almost unimaginable the amounts of money and the, you know, investment that the infrastructure has in making war. So the idea that, oh, these military commanders, you know, went in there saying that they didn't have, you know, so there were some naysayers that said we don't have enough troops to occupy the country, but I think that was a plan all along, is not to have enough troops to occupy the country so that we could, you know, create that perception that, oh, yeah, there's a possibility that these Muslims need to surge into the country and show the Western Americans a big defeat, and they're just steadily mowing them down, for lack of a better term.
You know the old saying from Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive. Well, the phrase should be keep terrorism alive.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing by not putting enough troops on the ground.
Yep.
They're just keeping the insurgents at bay, but letting them still conduct terrorist activities to prolong this war.
I can just imagine the long table somewhere at the back in the strategy planners, whoever they were, the neocons and the Zionist elements that planned September 11th. You know, they to get their underlings along, they rationalize it by saying that, you know, these people want to do this. If we just help them along, you know, we know that they want to do this. We'll help them. We'll shepherd them along. And since, you know, we want to make sure they hit the targets that they're going to hit, we'll go ahead and take over the planes by remote control. You know, so you can just hear the rationalization for that, and the people will go along because, oh, yeah, we know these radical Muslims really want to do this. We know about Project Bojinka, and, you know, they've actually been trying to do this for a decade or something.
Project Bojinka.
Yeah, 1995 in the Philippines. The Philippine intelligence helped the FBI and the CIA bust a group of Muslims that wanted to do just what they did on September 11th.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Please call again. We'll be right back with more of the National Intel Report. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Moving right along, I just want to say that we had quite a show last night on my show from 7 to 8, and I really don't want to get into it again because it's just stirred up a hornet's nest. That's not my idea of, that's not my goal, that's not what I want to do here on the radio, but I do want to point out things that I perceive to be, you know, happening in the radio talk show world, things that I see, principles I stand for. I stand up for them. I speak about them. Freedom of speech is a very, very important thing to me. And we had a discussion last night regarding the controversy between Alex Jones and Wing TV. And I just want to say this on air to everyone listening, my intention was not to attack Alex Jones, not to hurt him in any way. His name came up simply because of a controversy between another group of people that are closely affiliated with Alex Jones. I'm not even going to get into who they are or what it's about. If you want to look at it, just check out the archives for yourself. But over the air, I want to send out an apology to Alex Jones and to any of the listeners that were offended, that felt I was attacking Alex, I want to send it out to Alex. I didn't intend on attacking you. There are some questions that I've raised. You have answered some of the questions. I believe you as far as what you've told me. And I don't really want to continue a crazy war between GCN and RBN and all this other stuff. We don't need this, my friends. We don't need to fight amongst ourselves. We don't need to have RBN and GCN fighting each other. They're both doing a good job. Sometimes we lose sight of what we stand for. And I do think we need people like Wing TV that maybe go out on a limb sometimes with their assertions, but they do bring up a good point, and that is the idea of checks and balances. And we should always have that. We don't want to become too centralized in the Patriot movement, especially on the radio. I've seen this happen in the past. AM radio in Los Angeles used to be much like the micro broadcasters here in Texas. You had radio broadcasters in every city in LA, different points of view, very provocative, very radical. Once the corporations came in and centralized all the independent stations across the United States, you lost all these great local talk show hosts, people like Ray Bream, George Putnam. I mean, I could go on and on. Those are people on the West Coast. Now you have a handful of talk show hosts that they beam into every city in the United States, giving you the same message over and over and over, basically to destroy your right to free speech, your right to different opinions, different points of view. When you call in to one of these major media phonies, they guide the conversation. If the conversation doesn't go in the direction they want to see it go into, they hang up on you, or they say you're crazy, or they play some kind of a funny sound effect. If you bring up 911, the New World Order, on any of these major media talk shows, they'll hang up on you and call you a myriad of names. So what I'm suggesting, my friends, is we have to be very aware of this. And no matter how great the message is on micro broadcasting right now, no matter how on the mark many of the talk show hosts are, we have to keep them in check. The listeners do, and the broadcasters, the talk show hosts themselves, have to remember what they stand for. And, of course, the principles of free speech, which, in my opinion, this is my opinion, no one else's, freedom of speech is more important to me than all the research on all the different controversies and all the research on all the different assassination attempts and disasters and 911s and all these other things. Freedom of speech, that's what we need to defend to our dying breath. That's what I'm all about. That's it. Simple and plain. That's Peter Shanks. That's his message. That's what I stand for. Once again, I'm not about creating a controversy. I'm not about attacking Alex Jones. I sent an apology to Mr. Jones if he felt that I was insulting him in any way on a personal level. Now, there were some questions I asked. If he felt the questions were insulting, they weren't. They're just questions. But once again, if you'd like to talk about freedom of speech, the news, your views, whatever you want to talk about, we do have an open line today. It's Open Line Friday on the National Intel Report. I'm Peter Shank, sitting in for the ailing John Stadmiller. Don't go away, because there's more.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Peter Shank, sitting in for the ailing John Stadmiller. Well, have you heard the news today? The FDA warns about antidepressants maybe causing suicide. Well, how long have we been listening to this song being played? It does, it doesn't. It makes you suicidal. It doesn't make you suicidal. It goes back and forth, back and forth. The Food and Drug Administration issued a second public warning Friday that adults who use antidepressants should be closely monitored for warning signs of suicide, especially when they first start the pills or change a dose. I wonder if this applies to children. Because, you know, they want to give your kids all these antidepressants as well, especially when they run them through the New Freedom Initiative mill. They scan their brains and decide, well, these kids are having a little bit of mental difficulty. They have some mental problems. Let's give them some Ritalin. Let's give them some antidepressants, huh? What do you think? They're very upset. They don't want to do their homework. They're very depressed. Let's get them on some kind of medication. Because that is the goal, to get everyone on medication, my friends. That is the goal. And that's where we're headed. Let's go to John in Texas. You're on the air live on Screen Uncensored. Come on in, John.
Hi there, Peter.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Very well, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm a little sad to hear about John Stadtmiller, though. I didn't know that. I've been missing the show all week.
Well, he was in a motorcycle accident, and he's had different hosts subbing for him all week long.
Well, that's wonderful of you to come in and volunteer your time to do that. You know, there's a lot of people that ask me what I get out of doing what I do, because what I do in my efforts is that I don't have a website. I don't have a radio show. What I do is I find articles and I make flyers and put them up in coffee shops. And they're real simple and precise, and they give websites, they give books, they give, you know, all these things and information for people to read.
Well, that's a great grassroots way to go.
You know, that's what I do. And so I've picked my battle. That's what I do, you know. I think there's a misconception that happens with some people that are just learning about the New World Order and how things actually are, you know, becoming unplugged. And I think that they think they're supposed to, like, lead the charge down, you know, down Congress Avenue towards the Capitol, you know. And not necessarily. I think that everybody has got gifts they're born with and that they develop. And I think they should use those, whether it's radio or Internet or whatever. But, you know, you mentioned in the last segment the thing that happened this past week with Alex and with Wing TV. And I listened to that, and I understand what you're saying. And I totally agree. I sent an email to RBN stating that, you know, I agree with them changing up their like, what shows are on and what's not. But at the same time, I also... I am moved, not necessarily to anger, but more frustration, because I think there are a lot of people in the freedom movement that are doing a great job, and they do different things, each one of them. Yet, it's really hard to keep ego out of the way.
Well, that's the important thing here. We have to keep focused on the fact that everyone involved, even the ones that we disagree with, are doing a good job. Basically, we have to remember what we're all fighting for here. We're all fighting for the same thing.
Oh, yes.
We're fighting for a restoration of the American Republic. We want to bring back our Constitution. We want to defeat the New World Order. That's what we're all fighting for here.
That's right. I think that focus should be kept constant, as vigilant as our decision to fight to begin with.
Absolutely.
I think that you know, personal things aside, you know, I think that everybody in the freedom movement does a great job, no matter what it is. If it's,
I'll say this, John. I'll say this, my friend.
Yeah.
I'll even say the people that I disagree with, they're doing a great job. How about that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I will agree with you. I'll totally agree with you.
This is bigger than this is bigger than our personal differences.
Right.
This is about defeating this creature from hell called the New World Order.
Right.
Absolutely.
Totally.
All right. Well, John, I want to thank you, sir.
You're welcome. No, thank you. Thank you for the job that you do. And I do listen to you later on in the evening.
All right. Please call again and tune me in this evening from 7 to 8. Thanks a million. Let's go to Scott, Massachusetts. You're on the air live, unscreened, uncensored. Come on in, Scott.
Peter.
Yes, sir. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Tell me something. GCN. At 5 o'clock, they have Barry Lynn. What is up with that?
Scott, I don't know anything about it. I don't know who he is, and I don't know anything about the show.
Barry Lynn is the guy for the separation of church and state, the most reverend Barry Lynn. You don't know who I'm talking about?
I've never listened to the man. What does he speak of? What does he stand for?
He's a liberal, anti-constitutionalist, that is always, that claims to be a reverend of, I don't know what, I think he's a reverend of satanic verses or something, I don't know. But he's always working to get the Ten Commandments out and separate church and state. He doesn't believe in freedom of in religion. He needs freedom from religion. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what is he doing on?
I couldn't answer you because I don't have anything. I don't have any inside scoop.
Well, maybe with all your connections and everything, you can find out what that idiot's doing over there.
Well, I'll tell you what, the only connections I have, my friend, I mean, I can get you a good seat at a Chinese restaurant during rush hour in downtown Austin. That's about it.
I've been listening to some of this nonsense, but you have any kids?
Actually, I do.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch.
I know. You, five or six, I think.
Five, right.
Yes.
And well, my daughters were in seventh grade. They got involved in the Somerset Junior High School peer leadership group. Okay, they were good students, great athletes. One of my daughters was female athlete of the year in Massachusetts. So they were top shelf people. But the brainwashing that is going on with the very best elite is incredible. And I've got evidence of it right here. I've got this Somerset Junior High School peer leadership flyer that they used to have to say their credo every time they met. And if people don't know what peer mediation is and peer leadership, it's one of the fundamental ways that's being used by the liberals and the communists to eliminate parents from the schools, where if there's a problem between a couple of students, not taken to the administration, it's taken to peer mediators with some, maybe a leader from the principal's office or something, or a teacher who works in peer mediation, and they decide amongst themselves, and they have this whole philosophy that we don't need anybody but us.
Hmm.
And then the way they psychoanalyze these kids is they make them do these programs, these tests. And here it is, Houston. They're talking about Texas here. We have a problem. Suppose you're a member of Mission Control Crisis Team. Now, this is a seventh grader, 12 years old. You have just received a call from the Secretary General of the United Nations, Boutros Ghali, has informed you that a comet is on a collision course with Earth. The integrity of Earth's atmosphere will be irreparably altered for a year, eliminating all inhabitants. The only hope for avoiding the extinction of all mankind is to launch the space shuttle within the next 10 minutes. Aboard will be five specially chosen individuals and a year's supply of food. After the shuttle orbits the Earth for 1 year, it will return to reestablish civilization. Boutros, he said you could call him Boutros, gave you a list of eight candidates. Only five can go. Remember, the fate of mankind depends on the decisions of your team.
Okay, so what is the answer?
Well, there is no answer. Just listen to the candidates and you'll know what they're doing. Dr. Thomas Jones, candidate, and they have to select five that go and three that they're going to destroy.
Okay.
Dr. Thomas Jones, African-American, single male, 83 years of age. He has a Ph.D. in world history and civics. My daughter X'd him out. He's dead. Margaret Chan Patel, Asian female, age 31, veteran space shuttle pilot. She is HIV positive.
But she's in.
No, she's out.
She's out?
HIV positive. Scratched.
All right.
He needs training in that. You get it?
Yes, yes.
David Patel, East Indian male, age 32, former Mr. Universe, has a fourth grade education. He's going. Ms. Frizzle, Caucasian single female. She's a teacher of math, English, and science, grades K through 12. Physically challenged, confined to a wheelchair. She didn't know what to do with her. She got her going and getting X'd out at the same time. Here's another one. Liam O'Brien, MD, Caucasian male, age 47, brilliant surgeon and nutritionalist. Here's this one. He is a white supremacist. He's going. Sally Verdi, Hispanic single female, age 27, has an agricultural degree in farming and is a Navy SEAL survivalist instructor. She is a lesbian. Going. Father away, Kate Verdi male, age 30, doctorates in theology, philosophy, linguistics, fluent in six languages. He has taken a vow of celibacy. Here's another one where she didn't know whether to circle him or cross him out.
Okay, so where are we going with this, Scott?
What they're doing here with all of this is in each individual thing, age, HIV positive, Mr. Universe, they're finding out where the children need to be readjusted so that they can get them with the idea that they're supposed to have. And they give them these questionnaires.
And what is that idea? And, Scott, what is the idea that they want them to have?
They want them to have the idea that, you know, that they can make the decision of life and death, and that, you know, homosexuality means what to you, HIV means what to you, celibacy means what to you. All of these questions that they're asking these young kids, and then what they do is they analyze these responses by these kids and then decide in the peer mediation group who needs work where and what they need to do in order to get this kid to think the way they want him to.
I see. Well, it's,
and that's how they test them.
It's insidious, and you see this all over the public schools, and it's not just here in America. It's in New Zealand. It's in Europe. It's all over the world.
Oh, yeah. This is an entire worldwide problem. And you know what? I listened last night. You're a one-pony show?
One-trick pony.
One-trick pony?
Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell is that guy?
Well, I appreciate it. Let's not get into it, though.
No. All right. Just, hey, Peter, you have more breadth of freedom and conversation than... I'd rather listen to Artie Wheeler than Alex, okay?
Sure.
You have a good one.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to DJ in Illinois. You're on the air live on Screen Uncensored. Welcome to the National Intel Report.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very well, DJ. Thank you.
That's good. I'm glad to hear John's hanging in there.
Yes, he is. He's going to be, I think, back very, very soon. He's recovering and recuperating.
Yeah, that is good. That is definitely good. I would agree with one gentleman that was talking about all these stupid exercises, so to speak. It's the same thing as the old lifeboat quiz.
Yes, you're right.
What difference does it make? You just change the picture. It's still the idea that humans have the right to determine if someone else lives or dies.
That seems to be the new theme now, and it goes along with the Terry Schiavo episode. They're trying to get everyone used to the idea of slaughtering old people and sick people and retarded people and anybody else who might be deemed a useless eater.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
This is going to become so commonplace. It'll be just like listening to the news and hearing a story about another woman being raped and beaten.
Yeah.
That doesn't even upset anyone any longer. That just happens every... People in New York, they see it happening on the street. They look the other way. They close their windows.
There are people that I know of in New York who are very upset by things like that. So, I mean, there are still good human beings everywhere yet. And I think we really need to keep encouraging each other and just keep plugging away at it. The one gentleman was talking about the... drug policies, and you were as well bringing up the forced psychobabble testing.
The new Freedom Initiative.
And the whole psychobabble profession.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the havoc it causes firsthand.
What line of work are you in?
Is it
related to that at all?
No.
Just you have a personal experience?
I have relatives who... It has pretty much destroyed.
What kind of drugs were they on?
Several. It was all in the name of helping you deal with emotional garbage, and then antidepressants, and then medicating an entire family to help them cope, and including a very young child, giving them adult psych meds.
That to me is the greatest atrocity. The fact that parents actually consider putting their young children in the formative years when their body is growing, their minds are developing, and you put them on drugs? You wouldn't do that to an animal.
The state of Texas, as well as the state of Illinois, claims that they own the children. And in this case, the state of Texas confiscated the child under false charges of both parents. And the charges were proven false. But never rectified.
DJ, let me hold you over the break.
Sure.
We'll get back to you with your final comments. Roger in Pennsylvania, we'll be back to you in a minute. Of course, it's Open Phone Friday. Don't forget, my friends, give us a call. Six lines open. This is the National Intel Report. I'm Peter Schenck, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Don't go away.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I want to remind you that we're coming up to the second hour, and we'll be switching over on shortwave to 7.466. Once again, in the second hour, we will be switching over to shortwave on 7.466. Let's get back to DJ and her closing comments. DJ, come on in.
Okay, I have one last comment, statement, or statement of encouragement, and then I have a request to ask you, if you would, please. The statement is that like the gentleman was talking about, putting things up in places, bulletin boards, etc. I mean, you would be amazed at how many people respond to that. We have been doing very much the same. And between Alex's and, Dave Von Kleist, I can't tell you how many hundred of those copies we have given away, depending on the area that our fellow countrymen are burned in. Depends on the information that they need first and foremost.
It is a very effective way to get your information out.
Mm-hmm.
Flyering, putting up bulletin boards, posters, all those things are very effective.
It is something that is indeed very well received, and I do not shove them at people. People reach for it. People are tickled to find out sources that they can download archives from, that they can listen to live broadcasts, that they can hear uncensored news. And the American public is very peeved, and they are very interested in finding out what's really going on and what they can do for their future. And that's pretty much my comment.
Okay, well, thank you, DJ.
I have a request.
Sure, what is it?
Is it possible to play Renegades or Revolution in entirety? And if it is, I would like to dedicate it.
Okay, we'll have to ask my producer, Paul Martin, and we'll find out who would you like to dedicate it to?
I would like to dedicate it to not just my children and relatives, but all those who have joined the military with the right motives, and especially all those everywhere, civilian and military, who are doing everything they can to restore our constitutional republic, and also to all of our ancestors that gave us the chance.
Okay, well, maybe towards the end of the show we can do that for you.
All righty.
Thank you, DJ. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, thank you for your patience. Come on in.
Yeah, thanks. Just two items. First, less important, but Barry Lynn of Separation of Church and State, of course, really means not that, but rather separation of religious, Christian religious underpinnings and concepts from state, something the Constitution, of course, doesn't demand. But an even greater anathema to that same Barry Lynn would be a separation the Constitution does demand, like by the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, the separation of school and state.
Ah, yes.
Or the separation of medicine and state.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more unthinkable to him to actually follow the constitutional prescriptions on federal power there. We are sure of that. Now, my question, and this deals with this eminent domain state.
Okay, Roger, hold your question. We'll come right back after this break. Please stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We have Jeff in Texas in the hopper. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Peter Shank, subbing in for John Stadmiller. Call us at 800-313-9443. We have lines open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.